We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey now, Semper Fi, Semper Friday. Welcome into this Friday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL, AMFMN.com. Happy Father's Day early to all the dads, stepdads, granddads out there. Gonna have some fun on this Father's Day weekend, the final show of the week. What's your favorite sporting moment with your father or your stepfather? Favorite sports memory with your dad or stepdad? 504-260-1870, text 870-870. How about the Warriors? Is it over for the Golden State Warriors? Is this five-year run? Is the dynasty over after they lost in the NBA Finals in Game 6, 114-110, the Toronto Raptors are NBA champions. And I got to be honest with you, one of the things that I had always badmouthed the NBA for, even going back to last season or the start of this season, and it wasn't just me, it was players as well in the league saying when the season tipped off, hey, can we just get it over with and hand the trophy to the Golden State Warriors, the presumptive NBA champion? And then guys started getting hurt. KD tears his Achilles. Klay Thompson in that Game 6 tears his ACL. The Warriors had been on a run for 5 years where they were in the NBA Finals or winning the NBA Finals in those 5 years. Is it over? Is it a good thing for basketball, for the NBA, for the Toronto Raptors to pull off the upset, the underdog pulling off the upset? I always pull for the underdogs more than I do dynasties. I don't like dynasties. I think they're not healthy for sports as a whole. So I always like and welcome, especially in the NBA, where you got me for football. You pretty much have me for college football, even though I kind of know that Alabama and Clemson are going to be in the mix almost every year. You got me in the NFL, even though I think the Patriots are going to be in the mix almost every year. But in the NBA, I just get tired of the Warriors dominating. For a while, it was the Heat, the Cavs. At times, you know, Lakers and Celtics. But I think this is so healthy on a number of levels because I think it gets people like me who kind of were tired of the same song and dance, the same movie, to see a different outcome, a different ending. I like the fact that Toronto won. The old NBA guard might like the dynasties. I don't. This is good for the NBA. Is this the end of the Warriors' reign over the NBA? Klay Thompson set to be a free agent. KD set to be a free agent. And it's amazing how in the last week, those two injuries have upgraded the value of Anthony Davis. He's healthy. Those two are not. Yeah, I know that both of them probably won't be impacted too much by free agent offers this summer because they are great players. But AD's healthy. Whoever lands him doesn't have to wait a year to see the dividends pay off. That ups his value for David Griffin to find the proper trade partner that can offer the best compensation. Is it the end for the Golden State Warriors? Do you think underdogs, upsets like the one of Toronto, is good for the NBA, or do you like dynasties? That's our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll online for you at WWL.com. You can call me at 504-260-1870. Watch Game 6 last night. Good for Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors, even if it is a rent-a-player season. Look what it did for that city of Toronto, the equivalent of New York. We the North, getting a bite of the apple, the NBA championship apple, taking down the vaunted empire of the Golden State Warriors. Sure, the Warriors have Draymond Green and Steph Curry, but man, they look a lot less formidable if Klay Thompson leaves and Kevin Durant leaves. This might be the end of the Golden State reign in the NBA. I sure hope it is. The other thing, when you talked about these injuries, I was texting last night with Seth during the game and after the game, and you saw all those injuries, in particular KD, and more so for Klay Thompson. the amount of games that these guys have played over the last 5 years, because they're in the postseason and deep into the postseason every year, your body begins to break down. I thought you saw a little bit of that byproduct last night. Bodies begin to break down. It's the way it goes. Every dynasty comes to a close at some point because guys get older. Their bodies are a little bit more frail. They put a pounding on their knees or on their body because they've been in the postseason for five straight years. Is the reign of the Golden State Warriors over? Or is it just kind of a minor speed bump? Do you think the Warriors will be back on top of the NBA Summit? 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Also, share with us your favorite Father's Day sporting moment with your dad, stepdad. Again, 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Sports Talk rolls on. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert next here on WWL. Also in the mix, best father-son combos in pro sports. Welcome back to Sports Talk. I see you, Doug and David. Sit tight. We welcome in now the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And, Bobby, happy Father's Day early. I know today that you guys certainly share with – you have two sons and, of course, your brothers with your father, et cetera. Bobby, once again, happy Father's Day.
Well, yeah, thanks. It's, you know, as a parent, then you truly appreciate the health of your kids. And, you know, whether you have girls or boys, just acknowledging their father. And it's all about, I think, just being involved in your kid's life. And then if you are a kid, just showing appreciation to your father. I think the number one thing, though, is just as a father, just being involved in your kid's life. And that's something that they'll remember forever, you know, whether it be helping them with homework or sporting events. And it's just, I think that's one thing I could tell, and I told T-Ball now that he's a father, he just, and obviously he's going to do that, but just to be involved in your kid's life, because he knows by my example how involved I was with him. And, you know, he'll tell you that, I don't know, the number one rule, it was like, and I got this from my dad, and obviously you pass it down to your kids, if you start something, you can't quit. Uh-huh. I remember my dad, he'd always tell me, I don't care if you don't want to do this or that. And, you know, obviously dealing with sports, you know, football, basketball, whatever it was. And the one thing, I wasn't very encouraged when I was younger, you know, with football because I was little. I mean, I was 14 years old, was 5'8 and a half, 115 pounds. And, you know, I was like, I think I just want to play basketball. So I don't know. Well, he goes, you don't have to play next year, but once you start something, you have to finish. And that's something T-Bob will tell you, and Bo, and even my girls that pass that down to them.
Bobby, all in all, what's your favorite memory about your father?
I'd say just being there for me. I would say, you know, just being involved in my life. That'd be whether it be fishing trips and doing different things. I just like I said earlier, just his involvement. And being a part of my life, you kind of, when you're younger, you take that for granted, mm-hmm. and you don't really appreciate it till you start to mature and understand.
You think, who's this old man? He don't know nothing. Who's this old man meddling in my business? Right? I mean, it's like he don't
know.
Oh yeah,
without a doubt. Yeah. That's the case. And then that's like that with the girls too. You know, sometimes your girls get embarrassed by you. Oh, my dad's coming around. You know, and then all of a sudden they come around. Now I could say, being a father, that it was a lot harder to raise girls in high school than boys. But the girls were definitely a lot easier when they were young. I'd say from when they were born up until they're about 13, and then the script got flipped, and then they come around. You know, all of a sudden. Yeah. You know, you're not the cool dad anymore. And then when they go to college or in their 20s or something, they come around and they appreciate you. But I would say, yeah, the boys are definitely more needy than I thought when they were young, like kindergarten that age, or even, you know, elementary school.
Bobby, shifting gears to the NBA, the Toronto Raptors, first-time NBA title champions. And my question to you is, do you think we're seeing the beginning of the end of the dynasty of the Golden State Warriors?
Well, that's interesting because how do you come back from an injury? My understanding, the Warriors aren't worried about the luxury tax that they're going to give Klay Thompson a max deal. They're going to give Kevin Durant now. Will Kevin Durant want that and come back? I would say I view Klay Thompson as a Warrior for life. And what I mean by that, you have to realize their ownership. They moved into that new arena in San Francisco, so they can't get some also rants, you know, to support with Steph Curry. So, yeah, they got to have a big splash crossing the bay and playing in San Francisco. But, you know, bringing up the Oracle, boy, that's not a way to close out.
No.
But think of the Raptors, though. The Raptors in the Oracle this season, they're 4-0. Mm-hmm. You know how hard it is to win a road? They're 4-0. They have not lost. And then you look at the Raptors, how, and it just shows you how you could build a team. And you could turn it to MVP like Kawhi Leonard, because I think he is the best player in the NBA right now, considering what have you done for him. Well, he's the champion. And look what he's able to do, the total team concept. In 1 year, Kevin Durant's hurt. But they have no lottery pick players. Think about that. Not one Toronto Raptor player is a lottery pick. And they're the world champs. So that right there speaks for itself. And, you know, Steph Curry is a great – I think he's the greatest shooter of all time. But when you look down the stretch, Christian, I wouldn't have bet against him. He wasn't going to make that shot. But if you look at the odds, he hasn't made that shot. You know, Steph Curry has been 0-for-8 in the final 20 seconds of playoff games to hit go-ahead shots. So I wouldn't have guessed that.
Man, LeBron gets all kinds of criticism for that.
Without a doubt, that's exactly what I was going to bring up. If that was LeBron, that's all people will be talking about. I don't know if he sometimes not feel sorry for, but kind of give Steph Curry the benefit of the doubt because maybe we can relate to him more in society. Oh, he's a little guy. Look, hanging with the big guys in the NBA. And LeBron,
he's not as an abrasive personality, Bobby. LeBron's abrasive.
Right. I'd have to say that, but. Christian, I was shocked when I read that. I go, whoa, 0-for-8 for go-ahead shots in the final 20 seconds of playoff games. I wouldn't have guessed that because I think he is the NBA's greatest shooter ever. And he's actually changed the game. Sometimes you think it'd be a bad shot, and you know, I guess if you make it, it's not a bad shot. But even Klay Thompson, the shots that they make to me at times, it looks forced, but when you can shoot the percentage they can, it's not a forced shot. To show you again, Christian, Kawhi Leonard and how special he is. And, you know, can you do it in more than one place? Kawhi Leonard being the MVP, winning the MVP trophy, he now joins only LeBron James and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as players to claim, you know, one of those MVPs on multiple franchises. Mm-hmm. We all remember Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. People don't remember. He was a Milwaukee Buck. He was like Lou Alcindor.
People forget that, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, before the Lakers, Milwaukee Bucks, Lakers, and obviously LeBron with the Miami Heat and Cleveland Cavaliers, and then look at Kawhi being the MVP in 14 with the Spurs and now being that MVP with the Raptors and world champs. So that'll be interesting what's going to happen with Kawhi. All I know is, you look at a stroke now he has in a whole country, not only the city of Toronto. You know, they're going to have an unbelievable parade. I mean, considering that atmosphere, I don't think they've had a championship on this level since the Blue Jays, I want to say back in 1993, if I can recall. Boy, you know, that's all he's going to hear. Like, please stay quiet. You don't have to. You don't have to have no bills. You live in a penthouse, so we'll feed you for life. And but does he want to go back home? And what I mean by going back home, Southern California, and not the Lakers, but the Clippers.
Interestingly enough, Bobby, the Vegas odds makers, a lot of them have the Warriors as the fifth best odds next year to be NBA champions, and a lot of the odds makers have Vegas. I mean, the LA Lakers as the favorite.
You know, it's one of those, like, I guess, because the mystique still, LeBron James, and how I think Vegas is thinking that the deal is going to get worked out for Anthony Davis. Now, we still got to wait and see what's going to happen with that. And it's kind of almost like the Patriots. When you think the Patriots, how can they be the favorites? So, look, they lost this player, lost that player. And I guess until you know, that perception and the betting public, unless somebody really defeats the Patriots or LeBron has a supporting cast, they just think that he can win another championship. And but that's interesting. I know a lot of Pelicans fans would hope the Pelicans get great value for Anthony Davis, but it can be any other team but the Lakers.
Bobby, what's your plans for Father's Day, man?
I know we're going to go out to eat. T-Bob's coming in from Baton Rouge. I'm going to go hang out with my dad. So, and he wants to, he's always like, you know, kind of like old school. What do you want, Dad? I don't know. Just give me a good steak. That's good enough. So that's kind of his mindset. And Christian, I have a question for you. What do you think is now, I know we're not too into it no more because LSU's not around, but with the College World Series getting ready to start, could this be the sentimental favorite? I'm looking at Florida State right now. The past three teams to eliminate LSU in the NCAA tournament, we all remember Coastal Carolina won in 16, Florida in 17, then Oregon State in 18. They all went on to win the title. Do you think Florida State's going to win the title?
No, I think Coastal Carolina was a really, really good team that year. And, of course, we know about Florida. And then Oregon State, they were the number one national seed. I don't think Florida State gets it done. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Ebers.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if Vanderbilt doesn't win.
Me too. I think Vanderbilt is the favorite. Bobby, have a good weekend. Once again, happy Father's Day.
All right, thanks, Christian. Talk to you later.
All right, this is Sports Talk, our CBS and local news headlines. Back here on Sports Talk, happy birthday to all the soldiers, the Army soldiers out there. 243 years old. National, it's Flag Day, Army's birthday today. Back here on Sports Talk, phone lines are open at 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Best father-son combos in pro sports. And what's your favorite sports memory with your dad or stepdad? Share it at 504-260-1870. Hit me up on Twitter at Christian Garrick or also on the text line at 870-870. We bring in now St. Sideline reporter Stephen Geller, also a dad, a proud papa. Jackson, Action Jackson is his son. He's, what, nine, right, Steve?
Yeah, it turned on in March.
All right, so what's this been like for you? He's your only one. What's this been like as a dad? Do y'all have, like, a tradition? Every father-son has some sort of tradition or something like that. What do y'all have? Do y'all have a certain language? Me and my dad can speak a language that only he and I understand. It means nothing to anybody else, but it's hilarious to he and I.
I guess our main tradition is that we have our Guy Day Friday, which started when he was little, and I'd be home before anybody else on Fridays doing the early mornings, and my wife was still at work, so it'd be me and him going to the zoo or to the city park or something like that, then grabbing a bite to eat like at Five Guys or the Brooklyn Pizza, something like that, and coming home and playing some kind of game. But yeah, it was always just me and him on Friday, so it turned into Guy Day Friday. And we still do that. Like today when I get off of work, I'm going to go home, and I already texted him, have you picked a place yet? It's just a me and him kind of thing. No, nobody else allowed.
Guys night. Wait, how do you say that again?
Guy Day Friday.
Guy Day Friday. I like it. That's a pretty neat tradition. So Jackson's, what, he's nine, right? And he's athletic, plays some sports. Isn't it interesting, Steve, that I don't know about for you, but for me, the bond I have with my kids and the bond I have with my father kind of cultivated through sports. Is that accurate with you and Jackson?
Yeah, he's a big-time sports nut, obviously, me being in the business. And, you know, he thinks – that going to practice is a lot of fun. He wants to come to Saints practice and help us out. I was like, well, you're going to have to go to work then. And he doesn't mind. He thinks he wants to come hold the recorder or start asking players questions. So I'm kind of worried he wants to get into the sports, you know, media world as well, sports broadcasting world, but very into football. He's a really good baseball player, but he doesn't want to play defense ever. So I'm raising a DH right now.
Ain't no DHs in youth baseball.
I know.
Ain't no DHs. Hey, is there one moment? I know recently I think y'all went up to New York. Is the moment in Yankee Stadium with him probably your most fondest?
That was really special for sure. We are, I don't know if you consider it a sport, but Monster Jam. We have gone ever since he was 2 years old.
Monster Jam.
He absolutely loves it. And it's one of those things for me as a kid, I told my father, I was in, like, back then it was just like Bigfoot was the big monster truck. Mm-hmm. And I begged, I wanted to see him crush those cars. And my dad told me, no, that's for rednecks. We're not going to go see that. And when my son told me that he, you know, he was all into the monster trucks, I was like, you are darn right we are going, because I had never been and was dying to. So that's definitely a tradition, I guess, every year. And like the family, it's become a family event. We know the drivers and everything. We are huge Monster Jam fans.
Best father-son combos in pro sports, man.
I heard you talking about that. One that jumps out right away, a local one, is definitely Cam Jordan and Steve Jordan.
Yeah.
But for me, I know the Mannings as well. I think of Ken Griffey and his father. I think they even hit a home run in the same game together, which is obviously a huge and special moment for them.
Yeah, Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr. Can you imagine that? Playing pro ball with your kid on the same team, that'd be pretty neat, pretty special there.
Yeah, I love when people, too, like, oh, you know, Jackson's, you know, he's into baseball and I'm a Yankees fan. What if he goes and plays for the Red Sox? And I was like, well, then I'm a Red Sox fan.
Yeah,
as simple as that. I'm sorry. Blood is always thicker than anything.
Well, let the kid play high school baseball for anybody.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, relax, everybody.
Steve Geller, St. Sideline Reporter. What's the plans for Father's Day, man?
I'm taking a little break, and we are going to Destin to take a nice beach vacation before the madness of training camp starts, getting one last R&R in between, before that madness starts, and just looking forward to a lot of chill time. I'm sure we'll be throwing the football around on the beach. He loves – my boy is more of a pool guy, unfortunately, than the ocean, but I'm going to try – and persuade him more to get into the Destin waters. It's not as murky as some of the other ones out there.
Action Jackson. Steve Geller, thanks, man.
Yeah, he's Action Jackson. I think that'd be a great sports name, or he could even be a race car driver.
There you go. Or a monster truck driver.
Monster Jam.
See you later, Steve.
Thanks. Later.
Enjoy your weekend. Happy Father's Day. Best father-son combos in pro sports. Yeah, Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Jr., Sr. What about Calvin and Grant Hill? Calvin Hill was the first Dallas Cowboys running back to ever rush for over 1,000 yards in a season. He made 4 Pro Bowls during his career and was part of the Cowboys Super Bowl winning team, one of their Super Bowl winning team. Of course, Grant Hill chose basketball instead of football. Pretty clear he made the right choice. The man who was at one time considered the next Michael Jordan was voted to 7 All-Star games and joined Wilt Chamberlain as the only players in league history to lead their teams in points, rebounds, and assists per game 3 times. Pretty good father-son combo, Calvin and Grant Hill. I want to hear from you about your favorite father-son combo in pro sports. Obviously, Archie, Eli, and Peyton Manning. 504-260-1870. Favorite sporting event memory with your dad? I've got a ton of them. I'll go over a few of them next here on WWL. Getting some great suggestions about father-son combos, father-daughter combos in pro sports as well. At 870-870, and along with their favorite sports memory with their dad or stepdad. How about in tennis, Jannik Noah, Florida and NBA star Joakim Noah. Forgot about that. And, of course, the Ripken brothers, right? Cal, Billy, Cal Sr. Cal Sr. and Cal, or Cal Sr. and Billy Ripken. People forget about Billy Ripken in that father-son combo, but Billy was a pretty good baseball player in his own right, that's for sure. Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Sr., of course. We're going to talk about Cal Ripken, John Holmes Sr., John Holmes Jr., the Bonds, Bobby and Barry Bonds. Yeah, for sure. You know, a couple things about, I guess, a sporting story about with my dad. I'll kind of fast forward to December 20th, 1987. My dad and I were stationed, well, my family was stationed with my dad at Fort Knox, and this was before the advent of satellite TV or NFL Sunday Ticket as we know it today. So my dad raised me right. Be a diehard, die on the vine Saints fan. That year, the Saints were scheduled to play against the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati. And that was like a 3.5-3 hour drive from my house at Fort Knox, Kentucky. And we made the trip to Cincinnati. I remember it was cold, snowy. I think I was about 9 at the time. It was cold, snowy, pretty miserable, to be honest with you. But I was happy. My dad scored some pretty good seats that day in Riverfront Stadium. So there I sat grinning ear to ear. I was rocking the Bobby Hebert number 3 jersey at Riverfront Stadium watching my very first live Saints game with my dad. I still have the tickets. They're framed on my wall in my man cave. I remember this game because they fell down 24-3 at the half. Bobby Hebert got injured. I think Dave Wilson came in and rallied the Saints to a 44-24 win in Riverfront Stadium. And I think until 2009, that was the largest comeback in Saints history. Like a lot of father sons and even father daughters, my relationship with my father was forged through sports, the connection through sports, which I think is common, and I think it's healthy. And later on, the other parts of those relationships start to grow a little bit, and it fosters other things. And for me, look, I was blessed. He's still alive. I have a really great father, an awesome father, an incredible father. And we shared a lot of memories through sporting events. He took me to countless Mets games and Yankees games when we were stationed at West Point, New York. Got to see a lot of Army football games, a lot of Saints games. Even though we were stationed out of town, my dad made it a point to get into New Orleans probably two or three times a year, at least once during the football season, and we would at least try to take in at least one Saints game per year. I think this was the 1991 season, if memory serves. The Saints got off to a 7-0 start that year. I was in a dome for week 8. I think they played the Chicago Bears. And the Bears were the first team to beat them that year. They were 7-0, and then the Bears beat them. They were 7-1. I remember specifically because that's kind of when my dad introduced me to Buddy D, listening to the post game of Buddy Diliberto. So it was important for us, while we weren't necessarily living in New Orleans, to teach me and my sister about New Orleans and the heritage and the culture and things that are the very fiber of New Orleans, and you know, the Saints obviously were one of those, and so we forged a bond that way. And I've just got so many great memories with my dad, and I want you guys to share some with me as well, some of your favorite memories with your dad, whether sporting or non. A lot of times we forge those relationships because, you know, let's face it, down here in these parts in particular, we are a sports crazed society. We love sports, in particular football, and it provides such a moment of bonding, not just father to son, father daughter, but across the family and across the social and economic lines in this city. That's what's so powerful, is that we can come together and root for the same cause, no matter where you stand in any other walk of life. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. We'll step away and come back. More memories from your dad on this Father's Day weekend. Tell me who he was. What did he mean for you? What life lessons did he teach you? And give us your favorite sporting event you took in with your dad. 260-1870, text 870-870. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, favorite father, son, father, daughter moments. Also, what did your dad teach you? What life lessons, sporting moments shared with your dad or stepdad? Jerry in Mandeville. What's going on, Jerry? You're on WWL.
Hey, Jared. Christian, happy Father's Day to you.
Same to you.
This story goes back to the Saints winning their first chance to go to the playoffs when Hakeem dropped the ball. My son at that age was 9 years old. We were outside. It was cold that day. It was probably in the late 20s, high 20s. I had my ice chest full of beer. I had the oven going with pizza going on in outside. So it was him and I hanging outside in the cold weather. He said, "Dad, why 60,000 people are in a warm Superdome? Why are we outside when we can be inside?" I said, "This is how you watch football, son. You know, when it's cold, you watch it outside in the cold weather." Well, when Hakeem dropped the ball, I picked him up in jubilation and raised him up so high and jumped up and down. He missed the ceiling fan by about 3 inches that was up over the deck. And he kept hollering to his dad, "Dad, Dad, Dad." And I'm thinking he's celebrating with me. And finally, his mom comes out and says, "Put him down. You're about to put him through the ceiling fan." And finally, I realized how close I was. And I finally set him down. But we talk about that almost every year. And that was a great moment for the both of us.
Yeah, see, it's moments like that. You know, you'll never forget. You guys will be able to recall that moment and tell that story over and over again for as long as you guys are both on this earth. And that's a special moment. That's a special one.
Yeah, there are some other moments, but I'll let somebody tell that story. So,
Jerry, happy Father's Day, man.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Lori in Reserve. What's going on, Lori? You're on WWL.
I am calling to let you know about my Saints experience. My family actually were like the original. They bought tickets as soon as the Saints started at Tulane Stadium. I got my grandparents and my far aunt. And when I was 5 years old, my mom and my dad took me. We had season tickets at five. And the only thing I remember at five was going to meet Gumbo when Gumbo was a real dog, when Gumbo was, you know, he was a real dog. And that's the only thing I kept on wanting to go see the dog. And then my dad passed away in 1991, and my aunt, he basically took over in my father's, you know, it like taking up. I mean, he took care of us after my dad died. And he would take me and my grandfather to Saints games, and that was, like, the best thing ever. I am, like, I mean, I was always a loyal Saints fan, but, I mean, just to go to these games. And my grandfather was 93 years old, and he was still going to the Saints game.
Wow.
At 93.
Wow.
And it was just, I mean, he had his first yard dog, Daiquiri, at the game. Because he wanted one. He's like, what's that? I said, it's a Daiquiri. So I brought him a little one. He goes, I don't want that. I want a big one. I said, all right, well, you got it. And he was 93 when he was going to Saints games. And it was something, it's something that I feel very, I am so loyal that I am way, my family doesn't understand it. My daughter does not like football. I'm like, you're not my kid. There's no way. I mean, it's genetically built into my family. You know, that's how we are, you know, no bags ever, no bags, you know, and it's just, and I finally got a chance to get tickets for myself, but I'm in the top end zone and I don't care. I'm in the top. I don't care. I'm in the zone.
Lori, thank you. Lori, thank you for calling in and sharing your story. That's outstanding. That's good stuff. Chris in Lakeview, Kent on a cell phone, Papa Case, Grant in Baton Rouge, and you two at 504-260-1870. You guys will lead off next hour. I promise I'm going to get right to you. Also, if you want to jump in the conversation, best father-son, father-daughter sporting moments, 504-260-1870, and best father-son, father-daughter combos in pro sports. Sports Talk rolls on here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.